party officials took turns asking candidates where they stood on issues, including immigration reform.
If we do not control immigration, the cartels and the criminals will. And that's why, as a legislator in Texas, I banned sanctuary cities. Right now, the chief of police of San Antonio should be in jail for releasing illegal immigrants.
That's Jason Isaac, a Republican from Dripping Springs. Isaac hopes his record as a state representative will be what voters remember on Election Day on March 6th. Robert Stovall, former Bexar County Republican Party chair, is hoping his connection to Donald Trump's campaign will set him apart from other candidates.
I am the only candidate that has block walked for Trump, raised money for Trump, got over 400 volunteers for Trump.
Jennifer Sarver, former White House staffer for the Bush administration, admitted she did not support Trump's candidacy. She says she voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016.
As a woman, I couldn't support candidate Trump, but as I said tonight, I am pleased to stand shoulder to shoulder with him when he's governing with conservative principles.
Incumbent Congressman Lamar Smith announced his retirement in 2017, which opened the floodgates for candidate filings. In total, there are 22 Democrats and Republicans vying to replace Smith, who represented the district for 30 years. The first day for early voting is February 20th. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.